Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition. I hope y'all all having a good day out there. Great afternoon, wonderful evening. You know, we talk about this a lot because the show goes out to a lot of cities and in the U.S. And quite a few countries around the world. For the stations, most part, the station itself goes out to about 180, 188 countries, about 400 U.S. cities. This show goes out to probably most of the U.S. cities and probably about half the countries that listen. We have a large following in China, which amazes me because we are a news program and we do talk about Chinese politics and things like that from time to time. I was just amazed when China led us into the mainland. We originally were in Hong Kong, oh God, about 15, 18 years ago. And then when the ownership of one of the networks were on switched hands, he had access to Beijing in Peking. And somehow or another, we got slipped in, and we've been there ever since. And we're probably one of the very few U.S. anybody who broadcasts inside of China. So I want to just thank all the audience over there for listening. You can check it out. We see stats from them all the time. Well, they're opening it up more and more, but not really for stuff like we do. U.S. politics and esoteric is usually not something you find inside of mainland China. And I think for the main reason is because we leave China out of it. We do talk about, you know, stories of what's going on with them, but we don't have an opinion, just like we don't really have an opinion on U.S. news other than Trump and Obama. Other than that, we don't really have opinions. Well, because those two are just fun to talk about. But everything else is really a bipartisan stance because it's just reading the news. I mean, it's just part of the news. You know, sometimes if we see things that are just ridiculously outrageous, well, we're going to call it out. But we really are just here because we get a lot of news stories. And you'd be surprised when I'm co-hosting, especially, we get about half as many stories when we're co-hosting because we talk a little bit more in between. So on an average, you'll get, if you watch like mainstream media, you'll get four, maybe five stories during the show and a bunch of filler bullshit in between them. Well, we usually do 10 to 15. And the reason why is because you can also see them if you're watching us on YouTube, like right now, if you go watch us on YouTube. You can actually see the stories themselves. And the ones I don't, I'll tell you where I'm finding them. Like I'm reading one about Jackie Chan, but actually, let me update this because that's actually going to be the first story we talk about tonight. Jackie Chan always cracks me up. And for him to be this honest about his life is amazing to me because he just came out. Yeah, he's a Me Too-er, man. He's an everything Too-er. He drug addict, fool around, grab some ass, do some drugs, do some drinking, throw people around, smack kids around. Well, I think he's getting ahead of it. I think he's smart because he's admitting to it. And he said, no, that's not who I am anymore. See, these other people never got ahead of it. And that's people painted them to who they are today. Well, there's a businessman right now who's paying off a bunch of people who supposedly had sexual relations or whatever he had with them. And he's paying them off so that he won't go to jail, stuff like that. And he just did 13 months for illicit prostitution or something. Sounded like he was going to massage parlors and harassing these women to be prostitutes. And so I have no idea. But there was a bunch of people lined up to testify against him. And anyway, he got a lot of money, so he's buying his way out. But guess who used to frequent his airplane? Guess who? Bill Clinton. 27 times on board this man's private jet. 27 times, yeah. And this guy's a dog. You just heard. I mean, later on in the show, I'll get some more info on him. But it's just sad. Oh, no. And then I love the media. I love the media. You got to love CNN and NBC. Well, it's suspected that he might have been friends with Trump. He's not. Trump's never been on his private plane. They said, oh, Trump said one time that he was a nice guy and that he liked younger women. Well, that's probably true. But that don't make him friends. Just got to watch the media. So they lead with the Bill Clinton's a pervert story, but they try to soften it and make you think that it's Trump. The media is just so dishonest today. That's what I said. You got to call it out. Jackie Chan explains how wife reacted to him after having it. I wonder if she's – is. Oh, wait. What is her name? The Kung Fu Chick. He's in movies with her from time to time. She's also been in movies with Jet Li. I think she was in – she was in the last Mummy movie, and then she was in what's the one with all the Kung Fu? Oh God, I can't remember the name of where they were flying around. Oh, anyway, she's badass. If that's his wife, he might have got his ass kicked. I'm just saying, that chick is mean to the bone, buddy. She's played his wife, and she's played other things with him in other movies. But I mean, I don't actually know if it is. And if I had Alexa in here, I'd ask her. You know, say Alexa. Who is Jackie Chan's wife? If someone out there wants to send it to me, y'all can. Because I really don't. I mean, I've never even really thought about it other than, you know, somebody had said one time that that might have been his wife. But, you know, I don't really know, guys. You know, it's one of them things I've never really thought about. Let's see, Jackie Chan's daughters. Let's see. No, we want wife, though, huh? Let's see, Jackie Chan's wife while we're chit-chatting here. We can look it up. One of the nice things about being live on the internet while we're doing it. No, we don't want to know about him explaining about it. We just talked about that. We just want to know who she is. And he's Chinese, right? He's born Chinese, still Chinese though, right? He's never become an American. Because somebody today was trying to tell me, oh, he's American. I said, no, I think he's Chinese. I don't think he's ever changed. Because he'd be richer there with the money he's made here. I mean, let's be honest about it. Joan Lin is his wife. Oh. She's a former Taiwanese actress. What? Taiwanese? Doesn't even sound like a real word. Come on. Wait, there's no picture of her? What is this, man? So I'm glad y'all don't have to see this. I'm sorry for you. That's one of them dumb things. I guess we'll have to look at it another time. Oh, wait, is that her? Oh, wait, no. See, that's a little young hottie that was with him in the other movie that everybody said that wasn't his wife. I don't think she's going to divorce him. Or he's not going to divorce her because she'd be rich as hell. I'm just saying. No, I don't know. She'd put up with him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I imagine she wasn't real happy at all. Do you want to be telling anybody you've had an affair? It just seems to be one of them things. But, I mean, he's come out about his drug abuse, his alcohol abuse, child abuse. I mean, when I say child abuse, I don't mean like sexual or anything. But still, some pretty good stuff. And you know, for him just to come right out like that and say, hey, this is what it is and this is what it is, you got to give him credit. I mean, that's just cool. I'm all for you, Jackie. You always crack me up, dude. Oh, yeah, I know. No, Brandon Lee's dead. Who just said that? No. Brandon's passed. He was killed in, what was it, The Crow? What movie was it? The Crow was one of the movies. Yeah, he put a blank gun to his head and it killed him when he pulled the trigger because it's compression. Yeah, there's not a bullet in there, but there's still a compression charge. Just a charge. There's just no bullet on it. Yeah, and it hit him in the temple and killed him. I mean, you know, his daddy died mysteriously. He died mysteriously. He was close with Chuck Norris, and Chuck's never said anything about it. It's one of them strange things, people. Well, there's a lot going on, and I like to keep up with it all. This next one here, I love this one. So much gloom and doom. Newsweek, of course. Newsweek we're not even going to get into what they should call itself. Financial experts predict a crash worse than the Great Depression under Trump. Okay. First off, they just announced what the stock market fell, and they were trying to make a big deal out of it today because it's 800 points. It is not even in the top 50. Yeah, not even in the top 50. But the media tried to spin it every way they could like it was the end of the world. Well, first off, let me explain to you stupid idiots something. The average Joe don't care about the stock market. All the stock market means crash and dust is we get lower prices. It's not going to affect the jobs because right now the companies that are making money. And Amazon lost 5%. Yeah, well, Amazon made record profits for the last 2 years. A little 5% bump ain't going to hurt them in their stock. None of these companies, all the companies we've seen today, it's not going to hurt them. It's 3-4%. And then I love the other guy comes up. Oh, well, the GDP is going to be negative. What? Who are these idiots? No, the GDP is not even going to go down. It's going to go up. Right now, the country's in a thriving position, and y'all can try to talk shit all you want and try to knock it down. Remember, y'all remember just 2 weeks ago in the market, it's the end, y'all, it's the end, it's the end. Trump's killed us, it's the end. It's going to be the worst stock market crash. Oh, and then it bounced back, and it bounced back even more. And then I love the guy. Well, this never happened to Obama. What? It's like America has become just stupid. And you have the internet. How can you be that stupid? Look it up before you say something. And don't go to some liberal or conservative site and look it up. Go to a real site. Look, do crisscross 3 or 4 sites. It's real easy to do. And have an informed opinion. And don't like – I love the Alexa girl. You know, Alexa Cortez. This girl is as dumb as dirt. I mean, She don't know anything about Congress or how it works or anything else. I mean, she keeps getting schooled on it, but yet the media won't touch her. Oh, no, they don't want to talk about it. Oh, no, no. Well, she's an idiot. That's why. Then she starts on, well, interns need to be paid a living wage. They are interns, moron. They're not supposed to be. Getting paid for free education, it don't work that way. You should be grateful they ain't making you pay. It's, you know, I think people forget why things were designed the way they were. It's to make people excel and to make people push harder. And all of a sudden we want to become a society that just stands there and looks stupid. I mean, every time I hear this woman open her mouth, Cortez, I mean, she just says something more stupid. I mean, I'm like, just shut up already. And it makes me wonder about who voted for her in New York. I mean, come on, New Yorkers, you cannot be this ignorant. If you are, God help you, your whole district should be wiped off the face of the planet. I mean, not only did you elect a socialist, well, she don't even know what socialist is, by the way. When someone asked her to clarify what socialist was, she couldn't. When people ask her how she's going to pay for her plan, she comes up with fictitious shit like, well, that $21 trillion mistake at the Pentagon could well pay for, you know, $36 trillion Medicaid bill. Well, first off, 21 and 36, that leaves a gap. More importantly, there is no such thing. The Pentagon has not been given $21 trillion in its existence. I mean, this year we gave them $700 million. Yeah, that's it. They ain't given them no $21 trillion. I mean, our economy is only $19 trillion. Jesus, I mean, what? I mean, how stupid is this girl? And yet, in receipt, though, she's great. I'm like, really? You got to be an ignorant fool. Look, millennials. You know, I like to pick on y'all from time to time, but I have millennials. My granddaughter's a millennial. My son's a millennial. I have lots of millennials I know, and you're not all stupid. So stop acting like this and start doing a little research. Jesus. If a star or if an actress or Hollywood person tells you it's true, you know it's false. If a politician tells you it's true, it's probably false. Live and learn, youngins. I mean, you're embarrassing yourselves in mid-30s. You should know more about politics and who lies and who tells the truth. And you should never be following someone like Ariana Grande to get advice from. Jesus, you could be giving her advice. You got to remember, just because people got a lot of money do not mean necessarily mean they're brilliant, especially when it comes to Hollywood people and actresses. They may have good memories and all, but they're not – yeah. Well, they don't manage their own money. They hire somebody to do that. Thank God they do it. Most of them would be bankrupt. That's why I started doing it, because so many of them went bankrupt. Yeah, how do you make $100 million and go bankrupt? You just got to kind of wonder. But so far, the financial experts under Donald Trump have been completely wrong. Remember, they said the GDP would never reach 4. It reached 4.2. It would never stay sustained above 2.6. It's been above 3 since he's been in office. I know. I mean, they just – and not one of them says, oh, look how good he's doing. No, no, no. They just want to try to do some more gloom and doom. They want you to panic. But there's nothing to panic about. People are going, no, what are you talking about? Economy's doing great. They are – and think about this. Amazon took a little bump. Google took a little bump. They're all setting record sales this year, all of them. So how are you trying to tell them is they're negative when they're raking in – no. You can't have it both ways. Oh, we're raking in record sales, but oh, we're losing money. What? Then you're a moron. And your CEO should be immediately dismissed. I mean, come on. And, you know, I used to think, oh, well, they can't honestly think the average American is this dumb. But you know what? I'm thinking the average American might be this dumb. You know, I hate to get these conspiracy people any play. But, you know, maybe these chemtrail things is true. Maybe they spraying us with dumb gas or some shit. You know, I live out in this country, so I'm staying away from the dumb gas. Y'all city people. I can't repeat that on the air, but yes, I was from New Orleans, and they used to spray a lot of dumb gas down there too. I notice my head's clearer here, you know. Maybe it's true. I'm just teasing. Oh, I don't know if it is or isn't. Whoever wrote me that, no. But we'll save that for another show. Actually, Lily and I want to do a conspiracy show. Yeah, we'll probably do one in the near future. No, I'll probably will bug her for next week. Will probably be her and our last show until after the first of the year, because Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve fall on a Monday. Yeah, so probably not. But we'll see. Maybe we'll do a special or something. I'll talk with some of the hosts and we'll see. Sully, a service dog, arrives to view owner George H.W. Bush's casket. You know, these funeral things, watching these things like when you know, Michael Jackson and Prince and what's her name from New Jersey? I can't think of her name, famous singer. And you know, McCain. So we make a spectacle out of people who a good chunk of us aren't hated on their whole lives. Well, yeah, McCain's hated by at least half the country because he's the opposite party. And he's hated by a lot of his own party. So it may be more than half the party, but we get 6 days hangout. George Bush only was president for 4 years, and he was hated on the entire – remember, this was Desert Storm. He was hated on the entire time because of the war. That's all. I listen to media talk about him today. He's like, oh, he said, no bullshit. I remember what y'all said about him during the war. I remember what y'all said about him when he was president. See, a lot of y'all are too young to know how bad the media is lying and sucking up right now. But they hated on this man. Now, all of a sudden, he's dead. Oh, well, he's a hero. That's bullshit. If he wasn't a hero a week ago before he was dead, he's not a hero today. That's crap. Oh, I don't have anything against George Bush. He served honorably. He served in the military with distinction. He served in Congress with distinction. He served as vice president with distinction. He just, as a president, you want to know what cost him the president? He went after Bin Laden's family, went after Bin Laden and killed some of his family. And for some reason, the media whipped the country into a frenzy about, oh, we're murdering little children. No, we're murdering people who murder other people. His sons weren't innocent. His sons did all kind of horrific shit. So did his daughters. So it wasn't like it was like five-year-old kids. These were grown adults who were out torturing people. And for some reason, the media wanted you to think that's what it was. And that was just before the election. And that killed him. That doomed him. Yeah, that was it. And that's why we ended up back in Desert Storm again. Thank you, media, because you didn't finish the job. You didn't let the country finish the job. You see, that's why media should never be allowed to be in have anything pressure in politics. And they've got a lot these days. When you see 9 media organizations back in 1 candidate, you got a problem. Yeah, that should not even be allowed. Real media is supposed to be bipartisan anyway. So the way NBC got away and Fox and them get away around the bipartisan stuff is they do cable news. Cable news, people, in case you didn't know, is not real news. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. It's not real news. Yeah, it's just not considered real news. They don't have to be held to the same standard of true journalism. And ABC, CBS, and NBC, not MSNBC, but NBC, are supposed to be held to real accountability. Now, if you watch their national shows, they're about as bipartisan you can get without, you know. Well, that's why they gave it to Scott Pelley, well, you know, because of other reasons. But he was starting to really swing one direction. And for a real good, you know, national host, you have to be bipartisan. You have to see things, you know, bipartisan. You can't take sides. You have to do the stories, and you maybe get a little sad or smile, but you have to do the stories for what the stories are. Because if not, then it's not news anymore. It's commentary. Or sometimes, like I like to do a lot of satire. Yeah. Oh, look at the S&P, man. Look at it. Woo, woo, woo. Break it, record, break it, record. Ooh. Ooh, it crashed down to, I'm sorry. It was at 28, which was just the biggest record ever. Oh, and now it's crashed down to 2720. Ooh, yeah, it's a disaster. What a bunch of fucking morons. Now, media don't know how to read the stock market? Oh, my God. I know. Yeah. Why Michael Cohen, Trump fixes, confessed to it all? Why do y'all think he confessed to it all? Is he going to turn on Trump? He has to now, right? Trump said he hopes he gets a long prison sentence. Well, because it doesn't matter. You mean about the Russians? It doesn't matter. This was a deal that started before he ran for president. Yeah, this was an ongoing thing. He could have ran through it. He could have ran through it while he was in president. He just turned it over to the kids. Yet it was nothing here that's going to do it. Somebody said, well, he was going to give Putin a pin. I said, of course he was. Putin's the president of the country. He's putting it in. Well, you don't think he didn't give the presidents here penthouses? Get the fuck out of here. Anytime a president wanted to stay at one of his penthouses, it was free. He had no present problem. Should Obama stayed at his hotels? Yeah, no. And it amazes me that we're going to get upset about this. This is business. Mm-hmm. But you know the media. Oh, look what he did. You know, I would like to launch an investigation into Obama and Hillary's money the way they're into Trump's. Because, you know, all this Mueller stuff, none of this has anything to do with Russian collusion. It hasn't been around collusion for I couldn't even tell you when. This has to do about money. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he's trying to get people. He thought he had Manafort was going to turn on him. He thought he had Papadopoulos was going to turn on him. He thought all these people were going to turn. So far, the only one he's got to turn is Cohen. And Cohen is like Michael Avenatti. His credibility is that's the problem. And then there still is client. There's something here. And then I got to be careful because somewhere along the line, he can be in big trouble for disclosing client information. I don't know how this is going to work out. To me, it's crazy. You know, it amazes me that Alexandria Cortez was going to attack Sarah Huckabee for lies after she defended Obama and Hillary and all the lies she's told in this poor little bitch here. She's told so many lies already. It's not even funny. She lied about who she was, how much money she had, where she was going. Now she's trying to get the people. She's trying to get bartenders raises in D.C. and interns and stuff like that. She's an idiot. No, she's an idiot. She's another liberal who thinks, oh, if you raise the wage, everything will be better. No, that's not true. Because if you raise the wage without some kind of basis, oh, the economy collapses. Go look at the cities that tried it. It's a failure. But yet, and that's another thing. That shows you right there how stupid this woman is. She didn't go look at Seattle. She didn't look at any cities or any places where they had forced minimum wage raise. It hurt the cities. Because she had to do it like Trump did it. You had to allow the company, you had to give the companies the means to give the raises. By changing the laws around, give them a little tax break here, give them a little break here, they had a lot more spending money. And for the first time in 15 years, more people got raises than not. Most of them got better raises. Oh man, everything is up. I mean, everything is way up. Job participation is through the roof. I mean, under Obama, the best job participation we had was 38%. Under Trump, it's like 74%. I mean, it's not even a comparison. But yet, wait. The economy's going to die. Yeah, it's going to die. Even though there's record sales here, record this, record that. Oil at low prices, everything. No inflation. What? Economy's best it's been in two decades, maybe three. But somehow or another, it's not. And wait, under Obama, China would have passed us in 2050 as the wealthiest country in the world because Obama allowed China to participate as a third world nation. They get all kind of tax breaks and all kind of other breaks because they get third world status. Well, China ain't been third world in a long time. They got nuclear power plants, people. They got aircraft carriers. That's not a third world country, I'm sorry to say. On a level playing field and with a good economy like the one we have here with a 4 point something and theirs at a 1.3, they'll go backwards and we'll go forward. So we're at 19. We'll jump up to about 25. They'll jump down to about 8, maybe 7, and we'll continue to maintain the lead. But the Democrats wanted to make China the wealthiest country. Why would you do that? They gave – think about what we're talking about here. This is your Democratic Party. They gave 20% of our uranium to Putin. But then they said that Trump was colluding with the Russians, even though they gave 20%. And that was a completely Democratic deal. There was no Republicans involved in it at all. So boom, right there. That's just an outright line. That's collusion. I mean, come on. You just gave one of our enemies part of our weapons-grade uranium. You're like, really? And then you started, you know, letting China go trade wild and build up big trade deficits against us and watch their economy rise as we couldn't get over a 2.1 GDP. If I didn't know better, I would have thought Obama was sent here to destroy our country. He did a damn good job of it. Actually, it's just the Democrats because Bush had a bull economy for 6 years. His economy didn't crash until when, people? Until the Democrats took the House and the Senate. Oh, no, Jeff. Gas on the him was ridiculous. It got up to over $4 a gallon in some places. Mm-hmm. And then he started releasing reserves, and the prices started coming down. Yeah. Then Obama just followed suit after that, just like Obama followed suit with the all the relief programs. Yeah, it's just – but Trump doesn't believe in too big to fail, and neither does America, by the way. When America was pulled back, even then, under Bush and Obama, we were against companies too big to fail. We want to let them fail. Because they need to. Companies need to be taught a lesson. If you know, come on, how many times have we bailed out Chrysler? And here we are again, going to bail them out again. Come on, what, every 10 years we give a ton of the people's money? Let them fail. They're gone. They're done. They can't compete. Somebody else will take their place. There's still a bunch of car manufacturers out there. We don't need Chrysler. Look at Chevy. I mean, look at GM. GM used to have, what, 6 brands, 8 brands, now they're down to 3? Yeah, Ford's doing the same thing because it's a different world. You know, there's Toyota. There's Nissan. There's Hyundai and Honda. There's BMW. There's Audi. There's all kind of lovely cars all over our planet. So, no, it's not too big to fail. Let them fail. Because other companies will think about that. Oh, well, if America's not going to bail us out anymore, we got to really pay attention more to what we're going on here. Cohen, I'd spit in his face. I'd spit in Michael Lemonetti's face, too. I can't stand either one of these. But I've said this a million times in this show. Most lawyers are just sleazeballs. I've met one or two that are nice people, but for the most part, most lawyers are sleazeballs. Yeah, they just disgust me. The human origin story has changed again thanks to the new discovery in Algeria. This is actually a pretty good read. Shows tools at 2.5 million years. It shows actually quite a few things. It changes the story around a little bit. Well, they're finding more and more that, well, this puts us in North Africa and the Middle East much earlier than we were predicted to be there. Problem with this is it could suggest that we migrated. See, it's an assumption that we migrated through Africa upwards. There's no actual proof to that. Because when you start doing DNA testing around the world, especially in Europe and places like that, a lot of the DNA is really close to the same ages. So it could have started there and went down. They just judged this by whatever the oldest fossil head they found. Well, in different parts of the world, fossils are not going to remain. So you're not going to be able to know for sure if that's where they came from. And besides, I never have believed the two-parent thing. That's such a load of crap. Because DNA proves it to be false every time. Matter of fact, I love this. School teacher calls into one of my shows. Okay. Actually, he wasn't even a school teacher, he was a college teacher. Wasn't a professor yet. I think about a year out from being tenured. Well, a professor, just not a tenured one. And starts going on about evolution. I'm like, well, first off, dude, evolution's a theory. It's not a fact. So stop treating it as it's a fact. And I said, it changes, it evolves, but it doesn't tell us how we got here. It doesn't prove that we started in Africa. I said, remember, we're only basing on whatever skull we found. And you know as well as I do, especially in mossy, sloppy places, that shit will get ground up. And even in places where it moves around a lot. Because, you know, think about how many dinosaurs were on a planet 60 million years ago or 75 million years ago. And think about how many skulls, how many whole skulls we actually find. There are whole areas in the world where no bones have ever been found. Even though we know there were dinosaurs there, there's never been any found there because of the climate. So we don't really know. We're just assuming that this is how things went. But there's no actual proof to it. And then there's other weird things like O-parts, which are out-of-place parts, and things like there's a tribe in South America that has a different skull design than the rest of us in the world. There's just oddities out there. So, yeah, evolution's an okay, but it's not a fact. No one's been able to prove it beyond reasonable doubt. And I don't think anybody will be able to. Because there's only X amount of many ways we could have got on this planet to start off with, so we'll have to work it out and see where it takes us. Sarah, what is this have you send me? Sarah Huckabee sending me links. I know, huh? The views, George H.W. Bush tribute devolves into a shouting match between who? The redheaded bitch, Joy. Oh, she's such a loser, it ain't even funny. And what's her name? McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain. I think Meghan take Joy. Joy's an idiot. I don't necessarily agree with any of them, but Joy's an idiot. In the old days, she would have been one of the ones burnt as a witch. Oh, as a bitch, that works too. Yeah. NASA names private company that will help send science experiments to the moon. Well, we're going private. I told y'all this way back 20 years ago when I was hosting Wake Up USA. I used to tell people all the time, look, if you want the space race to really start moving things, this what happens with private companies is this puts Russia and China on hot seat. There's no way they can compete with America's fastest and brightest companies, especially when people like Elon Musk get in and Benson Branson gets in and other companies get in, Sierra Nevada get in, Boeing gets in, Lockheed gets in. I mean, come on. These guys designed a state-of-the-art military. And they don't believe in faster, cheaper, better. They believe in doing it right the damn first time and getting it right and get the damn thing out there. Yeah, so, I mean, we've got four different spaceships being built right now. We're talking about exploration of the asteroid belt, exploration of Mars, sending things to Venus, establishing a colony both on the moon and in Zone 11, maybe even out as far as Mars. I mean, things are going to just go way faster. You'll see what it took us 50 years to get to, or I'm sorry, what is this? 48 years to get to since 1960. We'll do that in a third of the time, maybe even a quarter of the time. Give it 100 years, we'll be out at least as far as Jupiter. Man will be out at least that far. Yeah, we'll have established, because once we start establishing, like, the asteroid belt is loaded with stuff. I mean, every company on this planet would like to be buying to be working asteroid belts. And every damn mineral you can think of, and price of minerals we don't even know about. And it's not just that. There's shit floating all around our solar system. And then there's planets and moons. Look at just Jupiter and Saturn, the amount of moons they have. What is it, like 200 between them? God knows, and some of them may have life on them. Yeah, real life, tangible life. So, I mean, what do you mean, like advanced life? I don't know about that, but oh, no, they're talking about on a couple of planets where there's big chunks of ocean and all, they may be actually decent-sized life there. Well, it all started, there was a Titan. Anyway, one of the water ice planets, they know there's liquid water on it because they've seen it through satellites, the way it moves. Well, in one of the satellite images, you see it sitting above, and it's kind of just moving along like to the right side of the screen. And you see some big dark shadow cross under the ice. It was big, whatever it was. I mean, it was big because this thing's in orbit. Whatever this was, big, like whale size big. Yeah, I don't know what the – I mean, it might have been just something broke loose and was floating underneath that. I mean, rocks don't usually float, but no telling what there could be underneath there. But, no, they think there's life underneath there because there's heat. There's probably some type of atmosphere. And there's water. I don't know, people. Things don't have to necessarily breathe oxygen. Yeah, it doesn't have to work like that. And not everything has to breathe. Some things could do like a metamorph or, you know, a symbiosis or even something where it absorbs through the skin or – that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you can't think all life's going to look and act like us. I mean, carbon life's going to probably have a lot of similarities, but I'm sure there'll be some variations. This looks cool. Toyota, TABS, the MongoGo, BG, the remotely controlled humanoid robot. So there's a robot, that's you and the thing controlling the robot. Yeah, man. I'm going to knock on my neighbor's door. Hello, this is the robot. How are you? Yes. Give me all your damn money, people. People of Earth, I have come for you. That's just cool looking. Yeah, you see everything he does, everywhere it goes. Or I say he, where it goes. You know, when it's – I notice when I read articles, like the other day I seen an article, where is it, GQ or somewhere, talking about how the Republicans are trying to cheat the Democrats in election. But they never talk about like what the Democrats did in Florida and in some of the other states where they pulled counts and lost because they had lost anyway. They'd already lost the election and they knew they had. But they tried to cheat all kind of ways to get it in. So when the Republicans do the same thing, like in Wisconsin, then the media instantly, instead of getting behind them like they do with the Democrats, they immediately attack them. There should be some kind of recourse for that. I really think there should be some kind of recourse, some way to sue, or because we really got to start thinking about how that works. Oh, now what's her name? Georgia said, oh, we got proof that there was repressed voters. Problem is, sweetie, there was also proof that there was repressed voters of the guy, you know, who ran against you. Be careful here because you could find yourself in jail in Georgia, sweetie. Because even the media now is starting to say, well, Georgia is red. All of Georgia is red. Atlanta is about half red and half blue. So you can't win as governor without Republicans voting for you. And this woman was just not a favorite by any Republicans. I mean, when they poll it out, no Republicans said they voted for her. So you just got to kind of wonder what the hell was going on there. Yeah, well, yeah, the only thing I know they had in common with they were liberals. Anything else in that I don't think matters. Maybe not. Who knows for sure? And Kirk, to answer your question, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world at $100 billion. And I believe Bill Gates is second. Richie, yeah, he's extremely rich. What can you do? They're extremely, extremely rich. Where are we at now? Let's move that one over here. Let's see. Former student accuses high school teacher for, accuses high school teacher for sexual misconduct. Well, this might as well be daily now. Well, no, it's like a Me Too thing. This isn't something that happened recently. It's something that happened in the past, and now they're coming out. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I love this one. Woman sues Miami jail after medical unit staffer suspected she was a man and placed her in an all-male holding cell. Does she look like a man to y'all? Maybe she'd be a tall girl or something. No, I'll read it again. Woman sues Miami jail after medical unit staffer suspected she was a man, placed her in an all-male holding cell. Well, you know, they do strip searches. They could have just made her, he, it, whatever, drop its drawers and found out. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that would have been even better. But, well, no, they could have had a female do it. It would have been a male. It might have been embarrassing, but hey, what the hell? Well, obviously it was a female, not a male. I would have, what I would have said is, you know, I'm sorry, we got to put you in jail, we got to do a cavity search. At least that way you know. And if, you know, you've, and they say, oh, well, there is no cavity there, well, then, you know, you, that's just stupid. Oh, the things people do these days. I mean, it's just mean to even say that. I mean, it's insensitive, but anyway. Woman wins $188 million lotto prize, but ends up losing control over her life. Yeah, they said she gave back a bunch of the money. Because what happens is most, I've said this before, most people are just not ready for this kind of money or this kind of harassment that follows this kind of money. Because everybody and their mommy gets hold to you. They want to call you, everybody's begging for this, begging for that. People will show up at your house that you don't know. You got to move into a house with security. And let's be honest. Before Mega Millions and Powerball started charging $2 and they changed the number scheme, way more people used to win smaller prizes, $30 million, $40 million, $50 million. That's just enough to live out your life comfortably and maybe help your kids out, not enough to be like God. And that's doable. And the fact is way more people won. Now you're getting like 3 or 4 mega winners a year. Well, that's bullshit. That's not what it was not designed to do that. It was designed to put money into the people's hands. This is just taking money out of the people's hands. So it's you, the people, got to do something about this. Y'all got to get together and do something about this because it's crap to keep letting the Powerball screw people over the way it does. Not me. If I had $200 million, I'd put $100 million away, wrap it up into something that just makes money, and take another $100 million. I'd give, you know, a big chunk to my kids and stepkids and a couple of friends and all and stuff like that. Yeah, probably about half of it. And buy me a couple of nice pieces of property around the world that I could travel and go visit and sit and some decent vehicles. And the wife would go on rampage, spend it until she couldn't spend no more. And, you know, after Katrina, let me tell you what she can spend. So, yeah, we made good money after Katrina. So, but yeah, because who, me? No, I'm not rich. I came from a pretty wealthy family, but I'm not now. I'm the black sheep in the family. I was the bad boy. Oh, yeah. Still am, actually. No, I mean, who wrote that? No, I'm not destitute or anything. No. I'm a contractor. Some days are much, I mean, some years are much better than others. Some weeks are much better than others. It's part of it. Plus, we own a maintenance company. So, well, we have the maintenance company for like when we're slow and stuff like that. We have nothing else to do. It pays the bills and helps us keep from starving. When we can, we do contract. We got contracting coming up now, but you know, it's the holidays and Christmas and you got to kind of move stuff around. You know how that goes. What do I want Spotify for? No, we're on Spotify. If that's what you're asking. Yeah. The only thing we're not right on TuneIn right now because they wrote me a letter and I guess they lost a connection to one of our servers. So I got to send them a new server number. But other than that, we're on everybody. I don't know who we're not on. We're on everybody. I mean, you can find us on anything that's out there. Target Tammy, customer skull shopper for talking about sex in public. Hey there, baby. Let's have a menage. What to man? Yeah, how you doing? Won't you come sit on Big Daddy's little knee over here? I mean, no telling what they were talking about, really, but She got a look on her face with her NASA shirt on. Look at it. She got that finger out. I'm telling you now. I know that shit's just hilarious is what that is. Oh, man. Tumblr is banning adult content and sex workers fear it will be the bottom. It will hurt the bottom line. Really? Tumblr? Why would y'all use Tumblr? Tumblr is Tumblr's worse than Twitter. Yeah, well, Twitter's just for twits. I mean, I've said this 100 times. Somebody the other day said, well, Trump's on there, I said, well, so was Obama. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah. So was Bush, for that matter. I said, they're all twits anyway. I said, so what are you whining about? I said, they should get on Facebook where people actually care. Nobody cares on Twitter. Twitter is about how fast you can post a comment. Yeah, I got that. I got that one. Oh, yeah, look at that. Half time didn't make any sense at all. Most people don't know what the hell they're talking about. It's like they had too much caffeine or something. At least on Facebook, people write paragraphs and shit. Yeah, little mini books and stuff. I have all social media. We're on every social media out there. There's nothing we're not on. I just don't talk about them all because, frankly. Yeah, we haven't. Oh, actually, you know what? We closed that. You talking about the JoJo Mom one? No, we closed that Twitter account. Yeah. Actually, we didn't close it. Twitter closed. Twitter kicked us off. They said no more. It had like 38,000 people on it. And they just closed it up. Yeah. So there's JoJo. No, it's what is it? United _ public. It's got like 20 people on it, I think. But if y'all want to go check it out, you can. I haven't even posted any invitations for it or anything. I just haven't had the time. I think, though, I got automatic feed posting over there now. Though. I'll have to tell more people to say this if they want to listen to it on the feed. No, Twitter's for twits. It's like the Twix bar. Twits. Now, this one, this is just an unrelated story, but this was kind of funny when I seen this today. Philip Rivers, if y'all know who Philip Rivers is, he's the San Diego Chargers quarterback. And his wife are now expecting their 9th child. Go, big boy. When do you have time to make all these kids? You play football. I'm just saying. Oh, Don, I'm sorry, because there's two lists. There's a list you're looking at right here on the News on the Flip Side page. And then there's a list that's on my Yahoo page that I haven't posted to Facebook yet. So I'm reading those stories as well. Well, some of them aren't, some of them aren't. Like, here Chris Watts' mistress react to his arrest and police interview. He is so disgusting. In the beginning, this woman was like, oh, I'm not sure she wasn't in on it. Or she wasn't egging him on. I'm not sure. There's something whacked about this chick. I heard her talk a couple times. There's something definitely whacked about her. It's kind of crazy. I had posted this, everything to know about Florida woman who went missing in Costa Rica. This was actually a request by a friend of ours in Costa Rica, so I posted up there so y'all can check it out and go ahead. Of course, no, but you can check it out. No, all these stories stay up there for life. They're on Facebook. They stay there for life. Aaron Rodgers regularly changed Mike McCartney's play calls at the line of scrimmage. The reason they brought this up is they fired their coach. I'm not sure it's all the coach's problem, but they fired their coach. Now, why not blame the coach? We don't want to blame all these high-dollar players we got. We don't want to fire them. At least not until we get some work out of them. I know. That's the article I was just talking about. Here's Chris Watts' mistress react to his arrest and police interview. I'm not sure she wasn't in on it. I'd like to polygraph her voice dresser. I'm just curious. There's something about it just seems a bit off to me. George H.W. was born into exceptional wealth. Here's what to know about. Okay, he was born into exceptional wealth. He chose the service life instead, and he joined the military. Got shot down. Did all kind of stuff. Got into Congress finally. Worked his way up through Congress to head of the CIA. Worked his way from head of the CIA to vice president to the most beloved president in history, Ronald Reagan, for 8 years. Then served for 4 years as president. You know, when people ask me about UFOs and stuff, the guy who died this week, he probably knew. He probably took those secrets with him because being in the three top offices, head of the CIA, vice president, and president, I mean, he's got 12 years in the top two offices. And then he's got being head of the CIA. Yeah. If anybody knew the truth, he did. Do I know the truth? You have to send me a check to find out. And then someone would probably show up at your door and knock you off. So, yeah, it's probably not a good idea. Mm-hmm. This was kind of freaky when I read about this. Highly decorated admiral found dead in apparent suicide. Now, they're not 100% sure it was suicide, but they think it was. This dude's overseas on duty and kills himself. It's suspicious. I mean, people with this kind of rank don't usually kill themselves. It's not unless they've done something or something happened, something that was going to expose them, or if they cause indirectly or indirectly someone's life or their career is coming to an end or something. I don't know, but they don't usually just arbitrarily just kill themselves. It takes, you know how long it takes to be an admiral, how much work it takes to be a freaking admiral in the U.S. Navy? I mean, you got to climb through a lot of ranks. And what's he got up there? How many freaking stars he's got on the show? He got 3 stars. Oh, my God. That's. Oh, he made buku money, if that's what you're asking. But that, I don't know. If I was him, I might check into that. 3-star admirals usually don't commit suicide. Unless, like I said, there was something else we don't know about. I'm sure they're going to look into it pretty good. I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth or not, but I'm sure they do. For a footnote, yes, I had seen this earlier in one of the questions, but Prince Charles is coming over for the funeral for George W. Bush. So that was just nice of him. What do you mean, did they have to do it? No, they don't have to do it. They just did it because, you know, it was appropriate and respectful. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. Uprover, UCN proposal for building building 4 Confederate statues. Okay, people. Yahoo, you're supposed to be a news company. Uprover, UNC proposal for building, right? 4 building, F-O-R, 4 Confederate statues. Okay, F-O-R, what? 4 Confederate? No, you mean F-O-U-R, 4, like in the number 4, you idiots. I don't have a problem with Confederate statues, but I'm not black, so. Well, actually, most of my black friends don't have a problem with them. Most of them grew up with them in New Orleans, so they don't even think twice about them. But, well, my problem is, if we're going to start tearing down things that offend people, okay? Oh, well, how can I understand why? Well, you know what? There's a lot of things that offend me from a lot of different cultures, a lot of different races. I find offensive, but I still have to live with it every day. And it's not just me. Hundreds of thousands, even millions of people find stuff offensive. But we still got to live with it. Nah, you know, I can think of a lot of things I find offensive, but I don't know. And Jack says he finds rap offensive. Well, I don't necessarily find rap offensive, but I understand your point. But it, to each individual person, anybody can find something offensive. But in this case, you know, it's. Oh, you mean you're comparing it to the Redskins got offended by the Washington Redskins? Yeah, that's stupid. A lot of this stuff is stupid. And the bad part is, some of the people they tore down, they never did their homework on. Without a couple of them, the North or the South wouldn't have made it. Like the man who built the first big dam that really got it to work right. Yeah, he was a Confederate. He was in general, too, in the war. He's not the only one. There's quite a few of them that were turned into entrepreneurs and big businessmen, or actually beforehand and afterwards. Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that. No, because that makes them good people. It's freaking stupid is what it is. What? I find a damn fat girl at the harbor in New York offensive. Should we tear her down? Yeah, she's making fun of obese women. Claire, I'm talking about the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, come on. Here's a fat girl holding a flame wearing a pair of sandals. Really? In a toga, no less. Yeah, I'm offended. I think France put it over. I said, these stupid Americans like this. Yeah, we're giving this big dumbass dying statue a watch. They'll go post it somewhere because they're stupid and gaudy like that. Yeah, they called y'all, man. They got y'all. It's all in the way you look at things, people. That's the whole point. It's all in the way you look at things. So if we're going to all be offended all the time, nothing's ever going to get done in our country. I don't know when we became hypersensitive and stupidly correct. No, politically correct is never correct. There's nothing ever politically correct that is actually correct. Politically correct just means you're shitting on someone else is all it means. And you're trying to get someone rights by taking someone else's away. That's what you're trying to do. Or along those lines. Aura says 100 million users hit by security breach. Come on. And earlier today, I was reading that the Marriott got lost. It was 500,000 reservations were stole from them. You know how much information? Come on, people. There needs to be consequences for this. I did a dark word search on one of my emails the other day. It's all over the damn place. And it's because of three different companies I do business with. They had breaches and I was in their breaches. So why am I not being repaid for this? It's a big inconvenience for me in a radio network. Yeah, it's like, oh, if they're big companies, we can't do anything. What do you mean we can't do anything? I know. Sarah Hyland Mann's 14-year-old cousin killed by alleged drunk driver. Sarah Hyland is on Modern Family, yes. She's a little cutie. Yeah, the little tiny one. Mm-hmm. Well, I like Modern Family just like I like Big Bang, but I haven't been able to watch any of them in years. And I was telling my wife the other day because she watches them all the time. Pretty soon I'm going to be able to do some really serious cramming, man. Some binge watching. Yeah, watch both of them, catch them up. They're both funny as hell. I enjoy both of them. Michael, what do you mean? Oh, the article. Michelle Obama, I didn't believe America was ready for a black president. Was she right or was she wrong? It was his failure because he was black or was his failure because he was inexperienced? I think it's because he's inexperienced. Yeah, I don't think the country had any problem with having a black president. Because she's racist. That's why she felt that way. Mm-hmm. That's why she felt Michelle Obama is ridiculously racist. She didn't even have white security. She had no white. Matter of fact, those trips she was taking to Africa with her family and friends, there was no one white there at all. Look for yourself. And it's a public record. But yet the media never said anything about that. Now, if this would have been another president with all white people and no black, nothing. Oh, that would have been racist. Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I know the media hates when they twist it back. Well, Obama did. You didn't say anything. That's like immigration. Obama separated families. They never said anything. Now they want to hate on Trump. So now they got to shut up about it because people started calling them out about it. Oh, no. Obama did this several times. Obama was the separator in chief. Remember, he actually threw more people out than Trump has so far. Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that he separated families. No. Or that he killed 5,000, well, actually 10,000 people with drone attacks. They don't want to talk about any of that. No, they want you to have a good feeling about Obama because he was the worst president in U.S. history. Shit, Carter looked good over him. Mm-hmm. So here's a question for y'all. If you're walking in security, I mean, you're at an airport, you're going through security, you see an odd package in an airport trash bin, what would you do? Would you keep going and get on the airplane? Or would you turn around, get out of line, and go tell somebody or help somebody or go get it? What would you do? I'm kind of curious. Mm-hmm. Well, I would just, when I got to the checkpoint, I'd say, hey, dude, I noticed that weird, suspicious package over there in your garbage bin. You might want to go take a look at that. It's kind of freaky looking. Well, there's no reason for you to mess with it. It's not your job. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The first woman balloon Dior winner in history was congratulated in one of the most offensive ways possible. I read this. This was a little weird. You might want to check it out. This is an article that's going to definitely be to people's particular opinion. So go read it and write to me and tell me what you think. Well, you know, what is my job to encourage reading? No, of course it is. Well, some of this stuff you don't have to. Some of it is self-explanatory, and some of it should be read. And any of the ones I tell you to read, you should definitely go read. Well, you don't have to. It's not like the law or something. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that you got to stop and wonder some. Oh, shit, I didn't realize it's late. I got to go, guys. It's 1 minute after 8. Michael's coming up next. Anyway, guys and girls, thank you. I got to babble, and I checked the clock. It was time to get off. Now it's in 5 minutes went by, but A lot of stuff we didn't get into, as you can see. We'll just let y'all scan through these articles, take a look. These are just radio shows and network right there that you can always listen to, news from yesterday and stuff like that. But well, we were almost through. But anyway, let me get out of here. Michael Angley will be joining us shortly with Discovery Paranormal. Good night, everybody.